basis. And overall, this year, it hasn't been overly crazy, a little better than last year when you're looking at it statistically. We've had a little bit of uptick in overall crashes across the board. We've been down in some fatal crashes in Wayne County. We've been up in a few fatal crashes in Holmes County. But total over the entire probably listening area, down just a touch.
And so we're heading into the fall season. Mm-hmm. It's darker later. It's mm-hmm. darker earlier. And so it's important to slow down and pay attention. Like over in Ashland County, they're having some issues with buggies not being seen, whether it be a light issue or not.
Yeah.
Daylight issue or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things, and I think it's kind of a hot topic. It has been over the last couple of years with the change in the law. Maybe not so much in Holmes County, because I think we have a lot
of... I think
so,
too.
Yeah, we have a lot of the population around here that utilizes the yellow flashing light. We have some in the Wayne County area that don't. That's something we're working through currently, and we're trying to educate and get everybody the importance of doing that. But, you know, overall, what we're seeing is, again, distractions and things that lead to crashes. It can be sunny in daytime, and we're having a slew of crashes.
That's what it was. Yeah, like, there was a lot in motorcycles.
For sure. There was a couple weeks ago, I think it was a Friday afternoon, we handled 9 crashes on our afternoon shift alone. So that runs, you know, from 2 to 10. And most of those were probably between that 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock time frame. And so, yeah, just a lot of things that take people's attention away from the roadway. And that's not always the case. You know, there's other factors that go into that. I don't want to pretend like that's the only thing. You know, there's speed, there's, you know, driving left to center, failing to stop at stop signs. But a lot of that can be they were distracted by something, so not paying attention to exactly what they were doing. So yeah, that's always has been the case, and it just continues to keep popping its ugly head up. And so if we can get people to just put the phone down, you know, pay attention to what they're doing, leave a little earlier.
Focus.
Yeah, those things are hopefully going to be minimized.
You are driving a heavy machine.
Like, for sure.
It can cause many good things and many not so good things. You got to have full focus when you're driving that thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's you got to think of you're driving a 2,000-pound missile, essentially, as you're cruising around the roadway. And you know, in town, a lot of times you'll see slower speeds and things like that, and then there'll be crashes, but maybe there's not as severe an injury. When you get outside of town, you know, the speed limit on most roadways is 55 miles an hour between Wayne and Holmes County. There are some reduced zones depending on what area you're in. But if you're going 55 miles an hour and there's another car that's going 55 miles an hour and you make an impact, that's 110-mile-an-hour impact. You combine those two, and that's the amount of force. So
look at us doing math.
Oh, yeah. In the morning. Yeah, just trying to get... Yeah. Don't ask me to do too much. But yeah, you combine those speeds, and that's a heck of an impact. And so making sure that you're paying attention, and those things can happen in a split second. One little mistake where somebody drifts across the line and you're not paying attention, or they're not paying attention, whatever, that leads to serious consequences. And we've seen that here recently in the past week or so, where that took a life here in the last week down here in Holmes County. And so, just paying attention, being aware of what you're doing, focusing all your effort when you're doing that, because the level of danger that can occur is pretty serious. And I just got done talking with Mike about some youthful driver stuff. We're talking about that topic this month of youthful drivers and how they need the extra focus when they're doing it, because they're inexperienced and they haven't been behind the wheel as much as a typical adult. And when we look at statistics, they're involved in almost 15% of our crashes overall. And that experience and that understanding of, you know, how long does it take me to stop? How, you know, the faster I go, I need to increase that following distance. All of those things come into play when we're looking at this stuff.
And parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents, they're watching you.
Yeah.
They learned how to drive from you.
For sure.
So if they see you playing on your phone, putting your makeup on, you know, doing this, doing that, that's how they think it's okay to drive.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I have two young kids. I have a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they tend to question me anytime I do something that maybe they're not sure about, right? And my youngest one the other day, and I'll tell on myself here a little bit, at the speed limit was 55. I think I was at 57 or something. And he could see the digital readout on my speedometer, and he's like, "Dad, you're speeding." You know, so he was calling me out. So good for him. But yeah, it's incredibly important to set the example for them, not just behind the wheel, but in life in general.
They're paying attention when you don't realize it.
Absolutely, they are. And so when they see you playing with the phone, when they see you, you know, not necessarily paying attention, they're learning those behaviors as well. So we want to teach our kids, you know, the best things to do so that when they get behind the wheel, because obviously we don't want to see any of our kids involved in a crash. You know, when you take away the injury, you still have the cost of that, the insurance premiums, things like that. So we don't want to see our kids get into a crash. So we want to set a good example for them. We want to talk to them about the topics, make sure we're involved with what they're doing, paying attention. Life 360 is a big thing that a lot of parents are using these days to kind of see how fast their kids are going, you know, those types of things. All important conversations to have with them.
And in our area, I feel like it's a little... We always say how unique our area is, but you know, these young drivers, aside from just the general driving, now you're in a tourist area where you get put in with a lot of people who don't know the area, who are looking at everything from the leaves to the buildings to the Amish to the everything else. So that requires them to even be more diligent in their paying attention, as well as us adult drivers as well. Like I almost got plowed head on my way to work this morning on 318 by a truck going over the center line in a curve. And I was very scared because I thought it was it and somehow we missed. But obviously not paying attention. It's night. You can see the lights. Like, pay attention, guys. Pay attention.
And it can happen so quickly. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm a great driver. That's never going to happen to me. Well, it happens so fast that sometimes you're not able to react to it. And you're right. You know, we do live and work in a tourist area. And we've all been behind the car that all of a sudden hits the brakes and tries to make a turn, you know, and you're not paying attention. Yeah. And they're like, because they're not familiar with where they're at. And all of a sudden they do something that you're not expecting. So, you know, increasing that following distance, paying attention to what's going on are all great, important things.
So paying attention is the key to our theme today.
Yes,
our key, our theme
absolutely. I think that's, you know, more and more, and we've all driven around and we've all seen the person on their phone. We've all seen that stuff, but then we forget about it when it's us, right? And then we do it. So,
like, oh no, I'm better at this.
Yes,
like,
right.
I can handle this.
Uh huh. So, yeah. So it's, you know, everybody just take a second and think about that and think about the consequences. And, you know, I always say it on here is we don't want to come knocking on somebody's door because something happened, right? And there's a lot of things we can do to prevent crashes. You know, I won't, you know, pretend that there aren't accidents on occasion, right? But most crashes, when you break it down, there was something that could have prevented that from happening. And so if we all slow down just a little bit, we can probably do that.
As much as you guys don't want to think that these troopers are human and they can just go and, you know, give bad news and write tickets and get their quota and, you know, they are human and it's, you know, it takes a toll on them too. And if we're all working together, then it's a good thing.
Yeah. A huge part of what we do is just trying to educate people. And if I feel like if we can have those discussions, and ultimately I would love to come to work and not have to write a single ticket, not have to handle a crash, not have to do any of that, because that means everybody's getting around safely. And ultimately that's our goal. That's our mission, is to just, you know, save lives, to prevent people from having those incidents. And so if that happens, I'm ecstatic, right? It's not, I don't have a quota. I don't need to meet one. If we get zero, I'm just tickled. So yeah, we don't want to see any of that stuff happening.
Anything else? I mean, we went, got into
a little bit of everything there, but no,
into the ocean there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I you know, we appreciate everybody that listens to our message on the regular here, and we hope that you know, sometimes it's kind of beating that horse, but it's super important.
If we can save one person,
absolutely,
that makes us trying to beat it into your heads worth it.
Yes, 100%.
All right. Well, thank you for joining in. Yep. That was Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Right now, we'll look at hometown sports.